board meeting of November the 12th to order. And we'll stand for the prayer and the pledge. Prayer by Logan and pledge by Stark.
Father in heaven, we thank these laws and blessings you've given to us, and please watch over our families as we're here tonight, that you'll keep them safe for us and watch over us as we make the decisions for our school and our admin and our children, that they may be able to make the best decisions possible. And please watch over us throughout this meeting and on our way home. So let's have these things in the last name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I think we're all here tonight except for Mr. Roger Reddick. He's said he was going to be out. So the first thing we need to do is approve the agenda. Couple of items I'd like to, one I'd like to delete on number 18, PA2. I'd like to delete that. We need to do a little more research on that particular item. So delete PA number 2. We'll address that at a different time. We have one emergency item. And on 28, one other item that I don't know if it's emergency or old business or just what, but I was told today that we needed to officially act on the sign of the Liberty County Assessment Resource Center. I think we did it by consent vote the other night, or just consent, but according to finance people, we need to officially act on that. So if we could just add that as maybe another emergency item to the agenda. You've acted on it, but not officially. Are there any other items on the agenda? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes, second by Ms. Dark. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Next item on the agenda, since tonight is our organizational meeting, we need to elect a chairman, vice chairman. So, I'll just turn that over for nominations and we'll go for that. Don't all volunteer at one time.
Make a motion to keep it like it was.
All right, the motion is to keep the same officers that we had last year.
Yes, sir.
Have a second?
I'll second.
Tina Tharp, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approved as stated. Mr. Petty, the meeting is back over to you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. For that emergency item, we can name that, officially name the former emergency management building as the, what was it called?
Liberty County Assessment and Resource Center.
Liberty County
Assessment and Resource Center.
Assessment and Resource Center. Got it. All right.
I think to pay the bill, we needed to have official action. The bill is like $39. Yeah.
All right. At this time, we need to, item number 7, we need to establish time and date by statute for our regular school board meetings. To have a recommendation or a motion from the floor?
I'd like to do them at 6.
Okay, that a motion?
Yes, sir.
Motion by Mr. Kiever to do it at 6 o'clock, second Tuesday, I assume. Can we do all that in one motion? Second Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Do I have a second? Ms. Tharp, any discussion?
That may be an issue for me sometimes. Can we do maybe 6:30, just in case?
I think Roger, too, wouldn't he run and didn't have a problem with that?
Yeah.
Since he got a...
I'm flexible, Ed.
I mean, I'm okay with 6, it's just that sometimes I personally have issues. I mean, I hardly ever get out of work by that time. I'm usually right at 6, like 10 after, so, I mean, I could probably make it to where, well, I can't call that either. Can we do it at 6:30? That would be
yeah,
better for
let's
me,
say 6:30.
Personally.
Okay, you want to amend it?
I'll amend it.
Make it 6:30?
Yes, sir.
All right. We have a motion to amend it to 6:30. Do I have a second? All right, Mr. Kiefer, Ms. Tharp makes the motion, amended. So any discussion on that? Now we'll vote on the amendment. Do I have a, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so under the new motion will read, our regular school board meetings will be the second Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We need to select, need a motion to select the official depository for the fiscal year 2013 and 2014. Stephanie, I'm assuming that still needs to be Cadence and Centennial? I know.
Yes.
Until we get the transition?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so it needs to be both at this time, and I'm sure then once we phase one out. So do I have a motion? Mr. Hayes, do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Tharp, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, need a motion to approve the expenditure statement format for the fiscal year 2013 and 14. Not sure what that, I mean, I know what it is, but I don't know how we do that in a motion. I guess we'll just take a motion on that.
Motion.
Mr. Hayes, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Kiefer, any discussion? It's the way we're doing it now, as far as the expenditures, yeah. The statements.
Okay, that we're
yeah,
okay.
The current system.
Okay.
That's it. Probably yeah, it should probably be worded that. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10. Need a motion to approve revised school board member and superintendent salaries for fiscal year 2013 and 14. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Ms. Tharp, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Kiefer, any discussion? And those are still set by the legislature. They set our salaries from now. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any recognitions tonight?
No, no, no.
All right. All right, time to hear from the public. Ms. Thomas, I heard a rumor. You just want to share. So we have a place up here, a podium, and you have the floor.
Okay, how many minutes do you give me?
How much you need. How much you need? We usually do 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll try to stick.
That's fine. We can be flexible. We all family around here.
I won't get in trouble.
No, ma'am.
My name is Adeline Williams Thomas, and I received my education in between South and North, and it was at this time that I decided I wanted to become in law enforcement. And the reason for that is, you know, they have the uniforms, and I felt like to dress every day for work, I would not make it. So therefore, I chose law enforcement for that reason. It could have been some other particular thing, but at that time, I was North, I was young, and that's what I wanted to do. And why I'm here tonight, I really want to express my appreciation to some of the teachers at Liberty County High School, because I have this granddaughter. This granddaughter, just her mind just moves fast. She's always doing something, always busy, busy, busy. So she's had a lot of problems. I won't say real problems like adults have, maybe some, but she has not been able to handle so many of them, because when she's in school, she has a lot of things going against her. Not from in the class, but from her life. Her mother and father has not been in her life, and she has been, from that point, developing all kind of expressions of hate, just can't get along so well because she's hurt, she's always in pain. Nobody knows this. They just see that she's just a girl. And the other thing is she's a teen. So I've had many things against her, but I've had to deal with it and try to make it all right with her. So she's been going to Liberty County High School, and I think it was Bobby Revel had to come and find her one day. When I say find her, my granddaughter just takes off. What I have here to show you, this is CCSY. We had to get her some counseling, and we could never find anybody to really get it done. Finally, we found CCSY. It was actually Chris Thomas, my son, that found it. And we sent her there during the summer for 2 weeks. She was there for 2 weeks. And from there, they told us that we had further counseling. You can take her to Tallahassee, right where she came and stayed for 2 weeks. And we did. And she was doing really great. But I'm going to tell you something. She got sidetracked and one of her friends that did not go to school, and she decided to pick up a bike. This right here is when she asked me, Nana, could you take me to the library? I told her no. The reason why I said no was because it was raining constantly and my windows would not go up or they would not go down. So I had to put a tarp over top of my car to keep the rain from coming inside of it. That's the day of the event that she took a bicycle and it came out to be over $500. That's the reason why it's a felony. So the school could not tolerate her staying there under these conditions, so she had to go to court. Her court date was the 7th of October. She went to court, and you know what they said, you have never been in trouble. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna give you, you write a letter of apology, and then you got a restitution reserve. That is, if the property that you took got damaged, you will have to get it right. So the other part of it, she has to do 80 hours of community service. Okay, all of that threw her out of her schooling. And it took a long time for, this had not been done. She had up until December to get it. So this diversion that they gave her cut her off from having to do anything other than just what I told you. The other situation is she had to go to Horizon. That's the first time she ever been in Horizon. And when she got to Horizon, because she has trouble like balancing out, staying still and all that kind of stuff, it didn't work that way. So she walked out of class. When she came home, she told me, Sis Nana, I cannot focus in that class. I cannot focus. And they only give you 5 minutes break. I said, well, do your Nana a favor. Go back another day and see if you can do better. Second time, it happened again. She walked out. 2 days. So what I came to tell you is that I do not think that Temperance Adeline Thomas was treated fairly. The reason why I say that is because no one at all came to tell me that she's expelled or she's going to be expelled. I had a chance to correct it. My way of correcting it was simply by letting them know she's taking counseling. They do not allow you to take one kind of counseling. You must take two kinds of counseling. And the two kinds of counseling, it, of course, if there's drugs or anything, is substance abuse. You have to do substance abuse and the regular counseling. So that's what we were into. That's what we were doing. We were busy taking care of that. And when school time came and court was already done, they had given her diversion. They told her about 80 hours work in the community, And then they also told her, if you did anything wrong, you messed up anything, you're gonna have to pay for it. Okay, she didn't mess up anything. She has a shin, twin bite at home. Why? Because I told her no, I could not ride her because my car was messed up. I have the papers here. It's the same day that she took the bike. It cost me over $900 to get this car fixed. And I got it fixed. But she had already done what she did. So whenever it was time to go back to school at Liberty County High School, she said, oh, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait, I cannot wait. So in fact, she went, me and her godmother went to meet all of the teachers, and we did. We met all of the teachers. And the next thing, it was for her, time came for her to go to school. I went to the school and asked, when did Temper start back to school? Well, what time does this happen? And I was told she cannot come back to school because she's been expelled. There was at no time, I had no kind of paper, nothing. I had bought something here that I need you to look at right quick. I know my time is probably gone, and I want if you'll pass that down, I used to homeopathy Mr. J.A. Faircloth. Anybody know J.A. Faircloth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you pass that to your board members and let them see what kind of records I keep? You see a time on, you can take this and turn this back like that, and you'll see all of that in J.A. Faircloth. But you won't see anything just written. Mm-hmm. You will see that I took time to write it. He was sick. He couldn't see mm-hmm. what I write. He couldn't tell if I was doing it right. I did it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's fair. Temperance was not treated fair. If they had given me papers leading out to being expelled and cannot return to school, what I would have done, I would let them know Temperance is in counseling. She's doing good. The counselor said, if there is just a little change, be grateful. Let her know. Praise her.
Mm-hmm.
So she was going along fine. She was going along nicely. But whenever time came for her to go to school, she was not accepted back at school. It's awful for her simply because she's dealing with all this pain. She was all upset, didn't want to go back to school at one time. And the time that she went back to school, the first time she went, what's his name? Bobby Revel is the one had to find her. Kimberly's is one that takes off. How can you charge her for taking off out of school? And that's what she does.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets too hard for her, pressure gets to her, she leaves. If you don't watch your classroom, that's what happens. Whenever he says she left school property, no, she first left out of that class. And if she first left out of that class, they could have caught it and told me, Miss Adeline, you better get up here. Your grandchild is leaving class. I would have come up. They would talk to me one-on-one at one time. Not one time did anyone talk to me. And I would have told them, Temperance is in counseling. She's in counseling. And I'm sure that we can work this out. Liberty High is the only place she didn't take off. She didn't take off at that school. That was a school good for her. It was a benefit for her. I came to the board to ask the board, you take this. I want to show you what I'm looking at. You can take this. And you look at these papers given to me. The first incident with Temper happened September 9th or 6th. I think it's 9th. And I didn't get anything about her being expelled at no time. And these papers came later in October. Why is that? Why is that? They told me in school, if you do not document, you can't have me. Mm-hmm. I learned to document. I learned to put my time. I learned to do it right. Because if you don't, you can get repercussions from it. You cannot blame a person for not taking care of his business if you don't tell them. You can't blame them if you don't keep good records. These are the records that were given to me all together. Why is that? I was supposed to be aware of what was going on. I did not sign anything saying I did not want to know. I did not sign anything saying I was unlearned and I couldn't understand. I'm bringing it before the board that my granddaughter should have been back at Liberty County High where she felt safe. She's already been through about three repeats. You know, why is that? She's a problem child is what I figured out today. That's what our trouble is. Mm-hmm. These are the papers. Some of these things got my signature on it, but it got it copyrighted. If I'm signing something, it should be fresh. If I sign something, it should be a paragraph written where I know what it says. All that stuff, I don't even know anything about it. Why is that? You can't do a person like that. That's unfair. Mm-hmm. That's unfair. You cannot tell me that I did not do anything to help my granddaughter mm-hmm. when I've got nothing going for me. All the time, I rushed out there the first day when I was told. Temperance walked out of, left the campus. You know, when she left the campus, somebody coming to work saw her leaving. Mm-hmm. Temperance disappeared, and you cannot find her. It could have been one of those situations. Mm-hmm. That's why we worried so much about getting her in counseling mm-hmm. so that she can get some of this stuff
sure.
on her head out so that she can do better in school.
Miss mm-hmm. Adeline, thank you for coming tonight and sharing this. A couple things. By the time expulsions, just so we're all, we'll let you kind of know the process, and then we'll kind of address it. By the time it gets to the school board, it's gone through a process, and yes, you are correct. The parents or guardians are notified of an expulsion hearing because only the board can, you know, the superintendent can make that recommendation to the board, and the parent or the guardian has the option to not attend the expulsion hearing or actually come and petition the board. By the time it gets to us, we assume, and I think it's safe to assume all that, all the parent notification, guardian notification has taken place. What I would ask is let Mr. Anderson, and I don't know if y'all have talked, is let Mr. Anderson get on it. I know he'll do what is right. And if there was a breakdown between the school and you, then he'll get to the bottom of that and we can address it that way.
Thank you.
And that's, we want to treat her fair. We want to treat you fair. You've been a great substitute for our school system for years and a great citizen, and we want to make sure that's done, and we're not perfect either, so there could have been a breakdown somewhere where something didn't, you know, go out on time, and would it just give him some time to research it, and then that way he can let us know if we need to address it further. Whatever he tells us to do is what we got. You know what I'm saying? By the time it gets to us, everything's done, supposed to be in place. So I know that he's going to do what's right. He always has, and he can communicate with you and then maybe with the school, and let's get to the bottom of it.
This must have happened, but I'm not aware of all the situations, so I just have to look at it.
Right.
And see.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
They gave me a sheet of paper that said, do you want to go before the school board? And I said, no. But the reason why that, because they had written down a lot of schools. They didn't write them down. They told me about a lot of schools, and I just said no. But that's why I said no.
Right.
Because what was I going to do, complain about school? No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll let him look at it and go back from the beginning, and maybe and let's make sure, because we 100% want to be fair and do what's right. And I'll give that back. Do any of y'all need to see this? Give that back to him.
Well, listen, can we get that back to him? I'm sure we've got the copies of that.
But thank you, Ms. Adeline.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, item number 13, need a motion to approve the minutes of October the 7th, 2013. Do I have a motion? Mr. Hayes, do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Tharp, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We don't have any old business. Item number 15, finance action items. I did not check for budget. Was there any, there was no budget amendments, Ms. Stephanie? I didn't see any. Okay. Yeah.
So she thinks y'all better understand that. But there was one for federal funds that we received in that I left with Mary up there to have superintendent signature.
Okay, I'm seeing, yeah, cash statement. Okay, we're doing a little different. I'm seeing. I just know that we usually put a number.
What budget number?
The budget amendment number. That's what I'm not seeing.
Okay, we didn't have a budget amendment.
May not be.
Federal, that's the one that we had.
Where's the federal one?
Coming right.
Oh, okay, gotcha, thank you.
One thing I just point out, our cash balance in our general fund is $468,000, which is fairly low, as you can see. So we're hoping, we still haven't received our Forest Service money. We haven't received the money from the government for the teachers yet, but I'm hoping that will come in shortly.
Okay, so the budget amendment would be, if y'all put that down on your thing, 420-01, 420-01. If there's no objection from the board, we'll do all the finance action items, all four of them at one motion. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Ms. Tharp, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Hayes, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Finance action items, item number 16. Need a motion to approve the cooperative agreement for consultative services between Linda Davis and Liberty County School Board for Ms. Davis to provide services to students who are deaf and hard of hearing, DHH. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Ms. Tharp, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Hayes, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 2, need a motion to approve Pearson View Testing Center Agreement in order for Liberty County School District to administer the GED test effective January the 1st, 2014. All GED tests will be administered on computers. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Ms. Tharp, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Hayes, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 3, need a motion to approve amending the Memorandum of Understanding with North Florida Child Development, NFCD, to allow NFCD students Head Start and Early Head Start to attend school the last 10 days of October 2013 without billing NFCD for services due to the adverse effect of the government shutdown and sequestration had on NFCD. The cost to the district is $6,705. If the monies are reimbursed by the federal government to NFCD, we will receive reimbursement for the 10 days. Do I have a motion? Mr. Hayes, do I have a second? Ms. Tharp, any discussion?
Is that just something that we don't really have a choice in?
No, we when that happened, it started out about $20,000, and thanks to Suzanne Stademeyer's negotiations, it got down to $6,700.
Okay.
We thought we were going to have to lay some folks off furlough some folks, but that would have an adverse effect on the child care and everything, so we figured that this was the best route to go, just pay it and be done with it.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, need a motion to approve the budget amendment for titles, I think it's six, knowing them Roman numerals. Part B, rural education. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Ms. Tharp, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Hayes, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, need a motion to approve the budget amendment for Carl D. Perkins Career and Technical Education Secondary. Do I have a motion? Mr. Kiever, do I have a second? Ms. Tharp, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 17, under personnel consent items. Item number one, need a motion to approve out-of-state travel for Heather Clark to attend trauma-informed care training in San Antonio, Texas, November the 4th through the 8th, 2013. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Hayes, do I have a second? Ms. Tharp, any discussion?
We're going to get that ahead of time in the future. That all happened kind of after the fact, so I apologize for that. I didn't know, wasn't sure when that was.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, need a motion to approve out-of-state travel for Tim Davis to attend the Synergistic National Conference in Fort Worth, Texas, October 13th through the 16th, 2013. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Hayes, do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Tharp, any discussion?
This was required by the grant for him to attend that.
Yep. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number one, under personnel action items, need a motion to approve the resignation retirement letter from Larry Dawson, effective December the 31st, 2013. Do I have a motion? Mr. Kiever, do I have a second? Mr. Hayes, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, need a motion to approve the resignation letter from Derek B. Kent, Liberty County Mechanic 2, effective November the 13th, 2013. Do I have a motion? Ms. Tharp, do I have a second? Mr. Hayes, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, need a motion to approve Stacy Vowell as a homebound teacher for the school year 2013 and 14 at her regular rate of pay. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Kiever, do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Tharp, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, need a motion to approve Gerald Tranquil to be hired as the head varsity basketball coach at LCHS for the remainder of the 2013-14 school year, effective November the 14th, 2013, and receive the approved supplement amount. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Hayes, Ms. Tharp, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number six, need a motion to approve Rob Wheatley to be hired as the head junior varsity basketball coach at Liberty County High School for the remainder of the 2013-14 school year, effective November the 14th, 2013, and receive the approved supplement amount. Do I have a motion? Ms. Tharp, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Hayes, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 19, under instruction and curriculum items, need a motion to approve the updated assessment calendar, including specific dates for spring FCAT 2.0 assessments and K2 SAT 10 assessments. Do I have a motion? Ms. Tharp, do I have a second? Mr. Hayes, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two, nothing. Item 21, under operation and facilities consent items, I need a motion to approve the submission of technology transformation for rural school districts grant to the Florida Department of Education. Do I have a motion? Ms. Tharp, do I have a second? Mr. Kiever, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. 22, 23, 24 are blank. All right, we'll go to emergency items, then we'll come back with Mr. Anderson. Emergency item number 28, need a motion to approve the project application for the post-secondary education readiness test, the PERT. Do I have a motion? Ms. Tharp, do I have a second? Mr. Hayes, any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, need a motion to officially name the former emergency management building as the Liberty County Assessment and Resource Center. Do I have a motion? Mr. Hayes, Ms. Tharp, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Anderson, you got the floor.
Okay. First thing is to designate a school board member and an alternate to serve on the Florida School Boards Association's legislative committee. I don't know if y'all been doing that in the past, but I think that's something that, so I don't know how you go about doing it. Somebody just like to
did you serve on it last year? Did you, was you able to make any of the meetings? I know they keep you in abreast of what's going on.
I was able to do some calls and stuff, but it is something that needs to be utilized.
I agree.
I mean, I served on it last year, but, you know, I don't feel that I did the appropriate job just because I didn't know what it was I entailed, but I've gotten a little bit of an education on it. I mean, if y'all want to nominate me, I mean, I'll do it again unless y'all want to pick somebody else. It's not going to hurt my feelings if you don't pick me. I mean, I've kind of like got my foot in there now, and I'm kind of like, well, now I know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Sounds to me like you're the main one.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, Mr. Hayes has made a nomination of Ms. Tharp. We need an alternate, in case she is unable to fulfill the duties of the...
Roger's not here.
Yeah.
Roger
ready?
Yeah, Roger.
All right.
He'd be a good one.
All right, any other nominations? All right, that would be Ms. Tharp as the school board member representative for the Florida School Board Association Legislative Committee, and Mr. Reddick the alternate.
Well, we need to turn those names into
okay. The
association. Second thing, just a reminder about fall.
Did you get a second on that one?
We don't have to. We don't think we have to take action on it. We just designate.
Okay.
Just fall break is going to be November the 25th through the 29th for... I believe it's next Wednesday. We have a luncheon here about 11:30 or so. Invite you all to come and be a part of that if you're in town to do that. That's just going to be for our staff up here at the this office up here.
What was that date again?
The 20th. Yeah.
11 or 11:30?
11:30.
Okay.
Thereabout. We'll have a staff meeting right before that, but we're shooting for 11:30.
Okay.
Just an update on the field house concession building. We've been talking about this for quite some time now, and of course, you know, we have plans that's been drawn, and there's some issues that's come up with being able to have inmate labor to be working during school time, and with the new administration they have up at the prison now, it's not going to happen. So, Kevin, can you kind of just give us an update?
Yes, sir. We had a meeting. There was a bunch of us there with the new warden. They would do it, but they only do it during the summer and the holidays. Hmm.
So, in
summer only if we move Suzanne. Back here. Down in Tolbert. So, but...
That's just the new warden's mm-hmm. policy?
Yes. That's the way he reads it. He said, we talked about putting a fence around just the building and putting screen where they couldn't be seen and all that. And he said, no. So in that plan, we've come up with the $50,000, if we could get the footer, foundation, electrical, plumbing, all in the foundation, get it finished by summertime, that he would assign two crews here just to lay block, and that he would knock a bunch of it out through the summer. He would pull them, if they were doing other stuff, he would pull them and strictly work on that. But in that, I talked to Mr. Anderson when we talked about, understand that $50,000 is not going to finish it.
Oh, yeah.
Even with all the donations. So I talked to Mr. Anderson. I think we need to have a workshop on the new school, the field house, everything that's going on here, because he's got some other concerns about some of the public saying that the softball is not being treated fairly.
Right. I just think it probably behoove us to have just a workshop and sit around mm-hmm. and talk about those specific items, where we're at on the new high school. Because basically, if that's going to come to reality, then to build a new building or anything for the softball fields or whatever, it's kind of not real conducive to that, because we're going to have to tear all that down if we
build
a high school on the same plot of ground. So there's just a lot of things that we just need to come to a consensus on and move forward, I think. And, you know, one thing that concerns me, if we get halfway through with a field house, where's the football team going to practice? You know, I mean, there's, you know, because that field house will be sitting on the practice field
yeah.
now. So Would y'all agree that we just need to have a workshop and just talk about those with, and it may take a little while, just, you know, weigh out the pros and cons and see exactly where we're at with the high school, because to do that, I think one of the first steps we're gonna have to do on that is raise the millage to the required amount. And, I mean, it's just something that's got to have some real thought on. I think we pretty much decided where we wanna have the high school. I mean, that's been talked about, so. And according to everything that the Department of Education has told Kevin, it's a strong possibility that we can get the funding. But we're talking, you know, maybe two or three years down the road before that could ever happen. Because there's got to be, I think the tax has gotta be assessed for, what, 2 years, something like that.
Well, we gotta all get on the same page. I mean, I wanna do what you requested me to do. I don't wanna tell them something and that's not what y'all want, you know. We need it.
Yeah. And this needs to be crystal clear, laid out in a plan of action, long-term plan, I guess, or long-range plan.
Right, this is gonna work in stages, as Mr. Anderson said. If we put the new field house concession stand, it's right, we chose to put it at the south end of the track. That's gonna take up their practice field. So then, we had talked about in our committee that we had, you know, about this, that y'all signed. The practice field was going to go where part of the horse arena and the t-ball fields are now, so that they could come right out of the locker room and go to the practice field, or come out and go to the football field. So, you know, there's a lot of steps here. The horse arena is going to be gone. Some of the t-ball fields are going to be gone, which they not really use that much now anyhow, since we got the two parks in the county. But, you know, all that's got to be considered. Do you want to do it?
My suggestion is let's just get together and brainstorm all these things in a workshop setting, and you know, maybe somebody in the public might have an idea they want to throw out on the table. One question I had, Logan, we've got this $50,000 donation. Are they going to get upset if we delay it for just a little while? Or
I don't think they'll get upset if we delay it. I've kind of been filling them in on what's going on.
Yeah.
And we do have the plans, and we do have the material list. I have it.
That's right.
We just got the final bill, I think, yesterday. So, I mean, it's all, we're just ready. So we have that.
But at the same time, we want to do what's fair for our girls' sports, too. I mean, we want to make sure they have equal opportunity, you know, and facilities and all. And we're going to go look at what we have now and see if there's a way we can possibly upgrade that some, too.
Mr. Kiever, do you think that Rex would have a problem if we pursue money from other places to help?
No, sir.
Say GP?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And the reason that is, Mr. Jeff O'Brien, week before last, said that he would contact GP. He thinks they would maybe match what Rex has done. So.
Maybe.
Maybe.
There's a lot of stuff going down there now. But
yeah. He didn't.
I think once we get together and have a plan,
that's the first thing.
And then when we do that and we have the, you know, and we had kind of started that process with meeting with some people in the community, I believe you mm-hmm. came to one of those meetings. And once we kind of, everybody feels good, then obviously, then we can start. We need to have a plan before you raise the millage.
Right.
And the millage needs to be in place before you can try to get to school. So it is an order, but yeah, I agree. Do you want to do that? How quick you want to do that? You want to do a workshop in December?
Well, we can.
The quicker the better, because DOE's met with Ms. Kathy and myself, and there is deadlines here.
Sure.
If we want to meet it by a certain time,
right.
Now, if we, you know, put it off a year, then that's immaterial, but.
If we have a workshop at, maybe you want to do a workshop after the meeting next month?
Is that soon enough?
I called DOE today, and Ms. Brown that we've been dealing with was not in. Maybe she'll return my call tomorrow, but I think so.
Why don't we do this? Mr. Anderson, if you plan on doing it, let's do a workshop after the regular meeting next month. And if we need to meet sooner than that, then you just call us together and we'll meet.
We'll just shoot for the next regular meeting after that.
That'd be fine. And do it after the meeting. That way, since we're starting at 6:30 now, we can just do it afterwards.
Sounds good.
All right.
The only other thing I want to mention, Bristol Youth Academy furniture and equipment. We're in the process of dispersing that equipment and furniture out to the schools and whoever needs it. I've talked with our leadership team, and they, I think some have gone already out there and kind of designated things that they wanted. But we thought we'd give all the schools opportunity first. But as far as some of the books that's out there, after the schools get what they want, then I thought maybe we'd see if the public library here in town, maybe would want to go out and look and see if they could use any of those books. But what we want to do is just make one move to the annex. Whatever we store up there, you know, we just want to wait, make one move, not move it up there and then move it to the school. So right. We're trying to do that. And I think the plan is to have all that done in December. We're going to start on that in December to do that. All of the personnel out there has been talked to, and the reduction in forces is in place now. I'll make a recommendation on a couple more moves where to put those leftover staff that's out there. I think it's Ms. Williams and Ms. Connie Price. Next meeting, I'll make that recommendation. But I've already talked to everybody, so everybody kind of knows where they're going. They're starting to lose more and more students. We're down to a teacher and one aide, or one paraprofessional out there now. So they're kind of, unfortunately, we're going to lose it. So that's just kind of a bad thing, but it is what it is, so we got to deal with it.
Tony, I was out there today. There's only like 27 kids left.
Yeah, it's getting lower, and they'll be moving on out here shortly.
Yeah, they're moving fast.
So basically, we've got two small classes going on at the same time right now.
Expanding parking lot too at high school.
Oh, that's what I was. Kevin was telling me about, you know, the parking lot at the high school is in bad shape. It's got potholes in it, and the Department of Transportation has come in and said that they would pay part of it, and then Chuck Roberts and George, I guess, have a new business, and they, talking with Andy Bailey, he said that he would head that up, but wanted to know if we could pay anything on it. I don't know. He said, told Kevin possibly $5,000, maybe.
Well,
George called me and told me the same thing, and I said, well, he said, y'all got any money in that? And I said, no.
that's what
I said, what do you need? I need to know a figure. I said, because I don't even, I mean, I'm driving down the road. I don't know what fund that would even come out of off the top of my head, but I said, I just need a figure. I hadn't heard back from him.
Well, they called me Thursday, I think. Andy Bailey did. And that's what I said. You need a dollar, $1,000,
right,
$5,000, or $10,000. Right. I said, you got to give us, he said, between $5,000 and $10,000. He said, DOT would put the bill through some handicap money.
ADA, it'll make ADA right. Compliant with ramps
compliant
going up.
And all that, okay. And then we would pay a little, and Chuck and George would pay the rest of it. They would donate it.
Right.
Because they want everybody to know they're still in business.
We'll put a sign up there for free.
So I told him that I would mention it tonight, but we needed a dollar amount.
Right.
You know, I mean, would y'all be willing to do $5,000 to get it repaid? The quote we have is $30,000.
On the whole thing?
On the whole
yeah.
thing.
Well, I mean, without
Sheila
here, I mean, we need to know from her where that would come. I don't know if we can use
what monies we can use.
Well, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, I told him if we use sales tax money, then we may have to advertise.
Uh-huh.
There may be a window there that we've got to go through. But I don't know. I just didn't know. I couldn't tell him nothing.
Well, when Sheila gets back, she's at a finance conference this week, and we'll get with her. Kevin and I will get with her.
Yeah.
We'll kind of, first of all, we've got to have a figure. You know,
right.
I like $5,000 more than $10,000.
Well, that's what we need to do is, you know, ask Ms. Hall, and she says two. We'll say, well, all we got is two, and then when you do the rest.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, we'll negotiate.
Right way, right. That's exactly
but,
right.
I mean, if we had it done for five, we'd be way money ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That may get some bad shape. Mr. Hayes went out there and patched a bunch of the holes, but the problem is the asphalt's about an inch thick, half to an inch thick.
Probably more like a half. It's thin.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't built very sturdy to start off with. But that parking lot is used quite often, and it is kind of aggravating to go, especially after a rain. Buses line up across there, and they're running into potholes, and just not a really good situation.
That was one of the problems, though, is the buses going on with every day, all that extra weight and all, and what we didn't think about using it for that originally, so.
All right, well, I'll get back with y'all on that when we find a better, lower number. Only other thing I wanted to mention, you may know, but we do have a new school resource officer at the hospital now, Curry Ackland. So just for your information on that, I met him over there today at hospital school. But that's all I had.
All right. Any board member items? All right. Anything else need to come for the board? Motion to adjourn. Mr. Hayes, Mr. Kiever, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.